Step-by-Step Guide to Throwing Clay on the Pottery Wheel by Kevin. Learning to throw clay on a pottery wheel is a rewarding process that takes practice and patience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to refine your technique, this step-by-step guide will help you achieve better results on the wheel. 1. Weigh out your clay. Start by weighing your clay to ensure consistency in size for each piece you throw. This is especially important if you are making a set of items. 2. Wedge the clay. Properly wedge your clay using the ram's head or spiral wedging method. This removes air bubbles and ensures a uniform consistency throughout the clay. Tip: if you're unsure whether the clay is fully wedged, cut the ball of clay in half and check for air pockets. If you find bubbles, wedge a few more times. 3. Stick the clay to the wheel. Secure the clay to the wheel head by throwing the ball of clay into the center. Alternatively, place the clay in the center, pat it down, and seal the base by pressing your finger around the bottom edge. 4. Center the clay. Use steady pressure with your hands to center the clay. This is crucial for creating symmetrical pottery. Keep your hands steady and focus on aligning the clay to spin evenly on the wheel. 5. Open the hole. Once the clay is centered, press your thumbs into the middle of the clay to create the initial opening. Use your fingers to widen the hole based on the desired thickness of your piece. 6. Pull the wall. Begin pulling the walls of the piece upwards by gently squeezing the sides with even pressure. As you lift, be mindful of keeping the walls even and symmetrical. 7. Collar your clay. As the walls get taller, collar the clay inward to prevent the opening from becoming too wide. This technique helps maintain control over the shape. 8. Repeat the process. Repeat steps 5 and 6 until you've reached the desired height and shape. Be sure to keep the walls even throughout the process. 9. Trim the bottom. Use a trimming tool to refine the bottom of your piece, giving it a smooth curve. This step improves the overall finish of your pottery. 10. Level the rim. If your piece is slightly off center or if the rim is uneven, use a needle tool to trim the top of the walls. This will ensure a clean, level rim. 11. Cut the piece off the wheel. Use a wire tool to cut the piece off the wheel. Start by placing the wire under the piece closest to you and pull it away. This method helps avoid cutting into your work. Tip: use your thumbs to push down on the wire to ensure it cuts at the correct height and doesn't damage your piece. 12. Trim and create a foot. Once the piece is leather hard, flip it upside down on the bat and center it again. Secure it by tapping it into place, lugging it down, and use a trimming tool to create a foot on the base. 13. Practice makes perfect. Pottery is a skill that requires lots of practice. Many instructors recommend throwing away your first 100-500 pieces as part of the learning process. This helps you focus on improving technique without attachment to the outcome. 14. Check your progress. To gauge your improvement, occasionally cut one of your pieces in half using a wire tool while it's still on the wheel. This will allow you to examine the thickness and evenness of the walls, helping you refine your throwing skills. By following these steps and practicing regularly, you'll improve your pottery wheel technique and create more consistent, well-formed pieces over time.